This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
An important legal decision today that will have a big impact on health care and immigrant rights. The Supreme Judicial Court ruled today that legal immigrants have equal rights to health coverage in Massachusetts. The decision will affect about 40,000 legal immigrants. Joining us now to explain the decision is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Anthony.
So tell us about this case. I understand that it started with a state budget move in 2009 to save money on health care. The court is now saying that move was illegal. Tell us about that.
Well, in 2009, the legislature was preparing for a very difficult budget year that was coming up. So they decided to carve out legal immigrants to save money on health care. They created this cheaper insurance plan. It has higher copays. It limits where people can go. It has fewer benefits. And advocates for those legal immigrants sued, saying, no, these people deserve the same health coverage as other tax-paying citizens of the state. And the SJC agreed with those advocates today. They're thrilled. Here's Matt Selig, the director of Health Law Advocates. He led the challenge to the scaled-down health insurance plan.
All right, let's listen.
This is an enormous victory for the group of immigrants we're representing. This means that they should be able to get the access to health care that they're entitled to under the law and under the Constitution, and we just couldn't be more pleased with the ruling.
So big victory for advocates of legal immigrants. And let's just be clear about this. This ruling does not affect illegal immigrants, correct?
That's right, Anthony. The hospitals and clinics can get reimbursed for some of the costs of treating illegal immigrants and other residents who don't have health insurance. But no, illegal immigrants cannot now enroll in government-funded health insurance as a result of this ruling.
I see. So the state has to put legal immigrants back into the subsidized coverage program, Commonwealth Care. By when and how much will this cost the state?
There's some uncertainty here. They have to first go to court and invalidate the law that created this scaled-down insurance plan. So it'll be several months probably before these 40,000 folks have full coverage. The estimates to finish out this fiscal year depend on when these people go back into Commonwealth care. But for the year to come, the cost of reinstating full coverage for these folks will be at least $150 million a year.
$150 million, so a significant cost to the state.
It is a very significant cost, a significant challenge for the state. And here's Glenn Shore at the Connector talking about that. Glenn Shore is the director of the Connector.
This is a very challenging budget. It will be challenging to find the resources to do this, but, you know, we all respect the court's decision, and we're going to work expeditiously to identify the resources to comply with the court's decision.
So, Martha, if the SJC says that the state can't discriminate against legal immigrants, what other state programs besides health coverage might this ruling affect? In other words, this is going to go beyond just health care, right?
That's the speculation. The Patrick administration has been looking at that question actually for a while as this case progressed, and they don't have any clear answers. But they did look at whether other assistance programs, welfare, food stamps, housing, etc., might have to expand now to include rights that have not been granted to legal immigrants. That could mean a lot more money. It could mean a lot greater impact for this group of people. But that's a question that is kind of the next step here with this case.
Very interesting. Thanks for following this this case for us, Martha. Great to have you.
Thanks, Anthony.
That's Martha Biebinger. She reports on health issues, among other things, for WBUR.